This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping sending off a message to the Kremlin on Sunday following the crash of a Russian airliner in Egypt, which left 224 people dead. Xi Jinping extending Chinese condolences to the victims' families. At the same time, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang also sending off a similar note to Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Of the 224 people on the plane, all but three Russian nationals, most of them believed to be Russian tourists who were heading home after spending time in the resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Egyptian and international investigators have begun their probe into what led to the Russian passenger jet crashing into the Egyptian Sinai on Saturday. Egyptian and Russian investigators already going over the plane's black box data recorders. Two experts from the French Agency for Safety of Civil Aviation, six consultants from Airbus, and two German experts are to join the Egyptian-Russian teams. So far, 163 of the 224 passengers and crew killed on board have been recovered. Airbus A321 crashing shortly after taking off from the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh en route to St. Petersburg, Russia. Militant group affiliated with the Islamic State in Egypt claiming responsibility. However, both Egyptian and Russian officials say the likelihood of this is very minimal. Still, Air France, German carrier Lufthansa, and Emirates say they will not be flying over the Egyptian Sinai until they're sure the Russian airliner was not shut down. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met separately with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe as part of their time in Seoul. Li Keqiang telling Abe China and Japan should properly handle their sensitive issues and bilateral ties while always keeping a firm hold on their overall development strategies. The meeting, held at the request of the Japanese side, came after the two sat down with South Korean President Park Geun-hye at a trilateral summit. China-Japan ties hitting new lows in 2012 and 2013 over territorial and historical issues. Bilateral ties have slowly been recovering since the two sides came to a four-point principled agreement in November of last year, which paved the way for an ice-breaking meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Shinzo Abe just a few days later. As part of his time in Seoul, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang attending a session made up of around 200 South Korean business leaders. In a speech during the session, Li Keqiang focusing on the impending implementation of the China-South Korea Free Trade Zone. Both sides say they're hoping to have the new FTA take effect by the end of this year. The South Korean parliament has begun a review of the pact. The deal reached a year ago and signed in June will eliminate tariffs on $73 billion U.S. dollars worth of South Korea's exports to China and $42 billion from its imports from China. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S. side hoping to get back to the table and resume the long-stalled six-party denuclearization talks in the Korean Peninsula. Carter making the suggestion while touring the joint security area at the Panmunjom Peace Village inside the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. His comments echoing a similar agreement reached as part of the trilateral leadership meetings among China, Japan, and South Korea in Seoul on Sunday. In making the statement, Ash Carter says the U.S. wants to reach a conclusion to get North Korea to end its nuclear program through negotiations. Carter's on a two-day stop in South Korea for annual meetings with his South Korean counterpart. From there, Carter set to take part in an ASEAN defense minister's session this week. Voters in Turkey heading to the polls on Sunday to elect a new parliament. It's the second time this year voters in Turkey are being asked to elect new lawmakers. The results to be very closely watched. Most observers are suggesting the vote is likely to come out much the same as it did 5 months ago. The party of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan failing to secure a parliamentary majority. Vote comes on the heels of last month's deadly bombing at the start of a pro-Kurdish peace rally in Ankara, which left over 100 people dead. Some polling going into the Sunday vote suggesting Erdogan's Peace and Justice Party may have enough support to reclaim its majority. A total of 16 political parties and 21 independent candidates competing for the 500 seats in Turkey's parliament. Home prices in different cities in China continuing to rise for the third consecutive month through October. Figures from the China Index Academy show close to half of the 100 cities it surveys in its monthly sample have registered month-on-month home price increases. New home sales in 10 major cities, including Beijing and Shanghai, have also surged over 6% year-on-year. City of Shenzhen seeing the strongest growth rate of over 30%. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.